Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mann from USC for Nature Notes. Jill Sorensen, West Ashley. Harry Spratlin, Forest Acres, Columbia. Sally Hugely, Arcadia Lakes. Ian Smathers, Greenwood. They all emailed me about a large spider that's in a really large web right now. They were wondering if it was the Joro spider, you know, the introduction. What they were looking at was the golden silk spider. If you were in Florida, you'd call it a banana spider. But golden silk, the web is, it looks like spun gold. That's the reason for that name. They're very, very large, at least the females are. The Joro spider's been introduced, and it has black bands that run across the abdomen. Our native species, the golden silk spider, has silver, or not silver, but white dots on the top of the abdomen. And is really usually all over the coastal plain and now moving farther inland.